Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Right, are you all ready for this week's special sign-up Sunday? Some of you, most of you, may know who I am and what I do. I do quite a few things around Kingdom Faith, but one of my principal things is being part of the Horsham CLT, which stands for the Congregation Leadership Team. And my role, along with Pastor Clive and a number of others, is to look after small groups. And this week is the first of our sign-up Sundays for small groups. And we're going to be hearing loads of stuff today about why small groups make such a difference into the life of the church. And this morning, we were praying, and Simon, you did a fantastic job at leading this, and God really just spoke to me out of Psalm 145. Now, those of you who know me well know this is my favorite psalm. And there's just a little passage out of it that I just want to read, because it's really a precursor of what we're going to hear about today, because we're going to have some testimonies about people saying, this is what God has done. Anybody else love hearing those kind of stories about giving praise and honor to Jesus because of what he's done in our lives? Because he is a God who cares and is intimately involved in our lives. So this is from Psalm 145. It says, let each generation tell its children, regardless of age, of your mighty acts. So we're going to hear about that today. Let them proclaim your power of what you've done in their lives. It says, I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Anybody else like miracles and stories of miracles? Me too. I'm no different. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I long for the day when the orange cards are so stacked because the Holy Spirit is at work in every area of our lives. My neighbor this, my work this, my finance that, God healed this, God did that. I long for the day, guys. I long for the day. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. And we're going to hear just a few snippets today about God's wonderful goodness in people's lives. So the guys who know, I'm just going to invite Julian to come up first so we can hear a few testimonies, and we've got a few other bits and pieces. So let's give Julian a massive, massive round of applause. Take it from me, it's not always easy to do this sort of thing, much less in front of all you lot and under the lights, because all we can see up here is shadows, and your heart starts beating a bit faster and all the rest of it. But are you ready to rock and roll? Amen. Over to you, mate.
Thanks. Yeah, my name's Julian, belong to the Empower Group, something that Clive started up about 2 years ago, and it's gone into kind of different formats, but it's not really a small group. I think it's a big group because Jesus is at the centre of it. And it really is awesome. We've got some great stories that happen every week. We meet here at 7:30. And we don't just study books, which we've done. Some of the books we've done have been fantastic. Edwin Coles, Andy Elms, one called The Bible. That's pretty good. And We go out and have curries together. We meet up for breakfast. We do all kinds of things and support each other really well through a great tool, which is WhatsApp. And the messages that go around on WhatsApp is just incredible. Every day we get encouraged by it. I'm getting a touch of the 80 Jakes here, not? I just want to read out a message from one of the guys. I've got too many things in my hands.
I'm ready for TV, Jules. I can see it now.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I'm just practicing. It's okay. Right. This is from one of the guys. I'm not going to name him, but he'll know who it is. And when he first came to the group, he was very quiet. You could barely get his name out of him. But I want to read this. In life, some may walk, others may run. But remember, the Lord gave the tortoise and the horse the same days to reach Noah's Ark. Your journey might be rough and tough, but you will definitely get to your destination. Jacob looked at Joseph and saw a good son. The 10 brothers looked at Joseph and saw a useless dreamer. The travelers looked at Joseph and saw a slave. Potiphar looked at Joseph and saw a fine servant. Potiphar's wife looked at Joseph and saw a potential boyfriend. The prison officers saw in Joseph a prisoner. How wrong were all of them? God looked at Joseph and saw a prime minister of Egypt in waiting. Don't be discouraged by what people see in you. Be encouraged by what God sees in you. Never underrate the person next to you, because you never know what the Lord has deposited in that person. Your maid may be a chief executive officer in waiting for a company which shall employ your child. Your garden boy may be a president in waiting. Remember, David got the anointing of becoming a king while he was a simple child herding sheep. Esther was a simple orphan girl, yet she was a queen in waiting. Let's share God's love and make the world a better place to live. Show that love by sharing this message with those you love. It doesn't matter how people see you, it matters how God sees you. God is God. He doesn't care about age. No wonder he blessed Abraham. He doesn't care about experience. No wonder he chose David. He doesn't care about gender. No wonder he lifted Esther. He doesn't care about your past. No wonder he called Paul. He doesn't care about your physical appearance. No wonder he chose Zacchaeus, the shortest one. He doesn't care about fluency in speech. No wonder he chose Moses. He doesn't care about your career. No wonder he chose Mary Magdalene, a prostitute. All I know is that my God never changes. He never made a promise he wouldn't keep. He never saw a person he wouldn't help. He never heard a prayer he wouldn't answer. He never found a soul he wouldn't love. He never found a sinner he wouldn't forgive. This is the kind of God I want, like to commune with every day the moment I wake up. Wow. Now, this guy, right, he may have copied and pasted that, but he did what it said in the message. He shared it, and that's the important thing. So God bless him. I will keep the mic up. Right. Now, that's pretty much about the group itself, which is fantastic. I love being part of it. And there's a little bit of testimony I want to give you that happened about 3 weeks ago. My daughter got admitted to hospital, and I didn't know. It was only when my good wife told me on the, I think it was late Sunday night, that she was in hospital. I couldn't get hold of her. Apparently she'd gone into hospital with a really bad gallbladder problem. It was inflamed, infected. God knows what was going on. I don't know what was going on. So I rang her on the Monday morning, and she was really, really worried and scared. And I spent time with her, prayed for her, reassured her that God loved her and loved her more than what I did. And I had to end the conversation because the nurses came around the bed and had to deal with her. So straight away, I put out a prayer request on WhatsApp, and I was getting myself prepared to go to the hospital, which is right down at Salisbury, because that's where she lives. And 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I got a phone call from her, and I thought, oh God, please be good news. And she said, Dad, great news, great news. I said, what's that? She said, it's not an infection. They're not going to operate. And the temperature's gone down. Everything's fine, and I'm going home. Praise God. You know, wow. That prayer request was fantastic. And not only that, she knew that there'd been people praying for her. And that to me was the greatest thing, because although she doesn't know Jesus yet, she will do. Anyway, that's me over and out. God bless.
Thanks, Jules. That's amazing. Don't forget your gift behind there. That's brilliant. Absolutely love hearing stories about the power of prayer. And the 21st century offers us a brilliant tools and resources to be able to get the message out quick. So let's use the internet and WhatsApp for things like that. It's brilliant. Next up, I want to invite Trevor and Claire Parsons to the stage. Now, some of you will be aware that in January, we, in the first sign-up Sundays of this year, in the first season, we relaunched the marriage course for the first time in, I don't know, somewhat between 4 and 5 years. I can't remember the last time we did it. Some of that I'm looking at Jonathan and Katie, is about 4 or 5 years ago, something like that it was. And so we were, okay, God, we're going to respond to you. And as a team, we've been praying and building up to this. And we have had an awesome time. And I wanted these guys to just give a little bit of testimony about what God has done as part of the team in us. And then there's going to be some more stories to follow after that. So over to you guys.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I've brought my phone up with me because I've written some notes down on my phone. But on behalf of the Marriage Course team, I just want to say what a pleasure and honour it has been to serve on the team to enable couples to come together to invest in their marriage. The team has hosted the course for 7 weeks, and in that time we have come closer together as a small group team. Importantly, we believe couples have come closer together as they have taken time out in their busy lives to commit to each other to strengthen their marriage. We are all digging deeper to go further. Prince Harry has brought to light this week the importance of talking about feelings and emotions rather than shutting them out and keeping the stiff upper lip. Communication is key in marriage, and the marriage course brings couples together to do just that, to talk and to communicate. It is as simple as that, but sometimes it can be the hardest thing to do. Our marriage course has been titled Marriage on Track. When you have a car, you have an annual MOT to prove it is roadworthy, but there is no equivalent for marriage. Are there advisories that need addressing, or do we turn up the volume of our lives to drown out the warning signs that we're receiving?
That's good.
Perhaps you're afraid to admit you've taken a wrong turn and find yourself going round the houses trying to get back on track. The marriage course provides each couple with a safe, caring, private environment where they can sit together over a meal to discuss their relationship. And a very nice meal it is too, I must add. There is no group discussion, which everyone was probably very relieved to find out. We hope that the course establishes a routine that continues once it has ended. The result impacts not just the couples, but their families and friends too. And we hope, through example, the importance and relevance of marriage will be passed on to the next generation.
Yes, fantastic.
Yeah,
it's great. So we had a great team. The marriage course has been we've been talking about it for a little while. So we got this team together. So we got this great team of about 11, 12 people together, and we met up at Roffey and got it all set up for the date nights already and the food. And then we prayed over the course each week before each session. We had a good session of prayer where we could pray for God's love and God's power over us, over the people who were there, over whatever issues that they were coming with, that God would be at the center of that and he would resolve all conflict or resolve everything, and there'd be revelation in people who come along. And we really did have a really good time. And as a team, we knitted together. We got a WhatsApp as well. You know, not just Empower. There's the marriage course WhatsApp. No.
MOT, isn't it?
Yeah, MOT. So the sessions were about building strong foundations, communication, resolving conflict, the power in forgiveness. So not just forgiveness, the power of that forgiveness, impact on the family, and love in action. And the love in action was more about, how do you actually behave with each other and caring for each other and kind words and physical kindness and doing stuff for people. So it's a really, really good course. So we got feedback from all the people who were coming along, which was really good, and there'll be some testimonies in a minute or two. And the church is able to offer couple support to anyone within the church who needs that extra support. We're not marriage guidance counsellors ourselves, but we do have facilities within the church to actually direct people to the right place if and when it's needed. So we were very careful on that. There were manuals and resources that we could offer to all the couples. We're hoping that the second course will be in autumn. So it's not a sign up for that today, but hopefully there'll be a sign up for that the next time round. If there's anyone who is very keen to get their names on that list, they can speak to Claire and myself before then. And so we can just write your name down and get you on the list, because spaces are limited. So, just speak to us for any more information. But thank you very much.
It's been great, though, isn't it? Let's give them a round of applause. Yeah, what Claire's just whispered to me now, it's not just us, it's actually the team dynamic. And the reason I got these guys to share some testimony is really the marriage course really fits the bill of more of a short course that we want to do periodically to really sort of help discipleship and strengthen marriages. But actually what's transpired is we own marriages in prayer. Where's Annie Gibbons? Give us a wave, Annie. We pray every week for marriages, for you guys. We pray for children. We pray for families. We come together. We different people host. We come together. We share food. We share life. We've got the WhatsApp group. We're going to these guys' house in a couple of weeks' time to do feedback and review and to pray and to strategize. God has brought us together as a small group. The dynamic, the relationship, it's brought people of similar heart and passion that didn't necessarily know each other that well, and now we're great friends. I've even been to Brighton with Trevor to watch the great promotional push, haven't we, Trevor?
We have.
Seeing as Arsenal were doing so poorly, I might be changing colours to blue and white stripes for next year.
Can I just say, Trevor was going to put a couple of Brighton up your marriages in his speech. He didn't do it, but that's what he was planning.
Yesterday's defeat might have scuppered that, because you're not quite champions. Promoted, but not quite champions. Amen. But honestly, the dynamic of love, of friendship, and everything else that's transpired as a result of coming together with a similar heart and passion, which is right at the heart of what small groups is about, is absolutely fantastic. And Claire, you did amazing. I know this is a big deal. You did amazing. So let's just give them a huge round of applause. They take their seats. Thanks, guys. Now, there's another marriage theme to this next testimony, but it's so wonderful that when God does something truly special, it's so good to encourage the house with what God has done. So could you please put your hands together and give a massive welcome to Bola and Chigusa, who are going to come and tell what God did through the marriage course. Let's welcome as they come to the stage. Trevor and Claire refer to some of the testimonies and the feedback that we got. And when we read these cards, we were like, thank you, Jesus. This is why we did it. This is what it's all about. Over to you guys.
Thanks, Bill. Good morning, church. Okay, I'm Bola. This is Chigusa. I know the names are not quite obvious for who's who on the screen. So we've been married for nearly 12 years. We've got two girls, Angelina, who's 11, and Scarlett, who's 6. And we've been at the church for about 2 years now. And we're generally pretty private people, so it's quite unusual for us to stand in front of church and talk about something like marriage, because that's something we didn't even talk to each other, so let alone talking to you guys. So the one thing I will do is just encourage a little bit of audience participation, and you'll see exactly why I'm doing this. Could everybody in the house who's married please stand up and have a quick look around just to see how many of you are married in the church? Okay. First, a little bit. Second bit is, can everybody who's married, who thinks their relationship's completely perfect and there's no room for improvement, continues to stand up? And if you think you've got room for improvement...
What people don't know is that Jane has already signed Clive and Jane up for the autumn marriage course. But well done for standing, Clive. I admire the passion.
The interesting thing is the person who stood up or carried on standing was actually my brother. So he's obviously not a human. It's because the only person that should have been standing should have been an alien. and the reason, the point of that point was that there's generally room for improvement in all of our marriages. And I think God can do wonderful things in our marriages. And there shouldn't be anybody who thinks that God can't and that our marriages are perfect and we can't make a difference. So Chigusa and I met in Japan. I used to work in Japan. I lived in Japan. We met there. And the job that I was in moved me around the world quite a bit. So from Japan, when we met in Japan, we got married. We had our first child. I got relocated from Japan to New York, from New York back to London, and my whole career just took me around the place. And what that did for us was that it didn't really give us a chance to bond as a new married couple. And we were at no point during that whole time that we were married given the tools to show us what we needed to do as a couple. And therefore, we made lots of mistakes. And the consequence of all of that was that our marriage started to fail because we became more parents, I think, than we did a couple. And I think a lot of our focus was on the family, making sure the family was fine, making sure the house was fine. But what we didn't do is just make sure that our marriage was on track. And that's where it all started to go wrong. So long story short, we hit the wall. And we were planning to get divorced this year. We were planning to move on because it had got so bad. But thankfully, that's not what the Lord had in store for us. So, and that's where we're here. No, thank God. And we literally had tried everything. We'd tried the Relate counseling. We'd tried all the things that we knew. And to be honest, we didn't know where to go. And I think that was the struggle for us. I think the problem for us was that it's not just the day-to-day practicalities of not knowing what we needed to do, but we never actually submitted our marriage to the Lord. And I think that's where it all was going wrong. Chigusa came from a Buddhist background before she got saved and before she became one of us. So that was great that we both were Christians and we had the Lord in the relationship. But from the point that we actually submitted this relationship to the Lord, everything changed. Everything completely changed. And the marriage course that we went on, was as the guy said, it was a 7-week course. And it completely saved our marriage and it saved the family. Because obviously, so initially, I was completely skeptical about the course. I think with 20 married couples in a room, I just didn't know what to expect, to be completely frank. And I had visions of us all sitting around in a circle like an AA course, talking about each other's problems. But it was completely the opposite.
That's course 2.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're running that course as well. So with as many as 20 couples in the room, my feeling was, what could possibly go right? And the point was, actually, everything went right. And from the venue that the guy set up, which I now refer to as Restaurant Ruffy, the layout of the room to give each other privacy, the course content, the course materials, and the meals, I think, as Claire said, the meals were fabulous, and we were testament to that, the meals were fabulous. And being from a finance background, I kind of did a little calculation this morning. I worked out that for the £50 that you pay for the course, each meal costs £3.57. So it was actually quite a cheap meal as well. And that's for a 2-course meal with chocolate, drinks, the whole lot. And that includes VAT and service charge as well. But last but certainly not least, I think the staff were absolutely amazing. And as Chigus will talk more about that in a second. But the staff couldn't actually have done any better than what they did. We were blessed to have the guys running that course. And from my perspective, they were almost invisible when you almost felt that you needed the privacy. They weren't there, but they were visible just when you needed them. So the amount of privacy you got was it was total privacy, and it was absolutely brilliant. So God bless you guys for running that course. We couldn't have done it without them, and they were absolutely tremendous. And for me, it was the best £50 I've ever spent in my life, and it probably would be the best 50 I'll ever spend, to be completely frank. Yeah. And the last thing from me is that I'm 100% confident that that course can help anybody in this room, whether you're at the bottom, like we were, because we really were at the bottom, whether you've just got a middle-of-the-road relationship where it's, yes, you've got a great marriage, but it could be better, or whether it's a marriage that's at the top, like my brothers, and you can just do with it being better, because the tools that you're given are absolutely brilliant to improve your marriage, no matter what stage your marriage is at. So I really would urge the church to really continue running the course. It'd be tragic if you didn't, but I think it would help a lot of people in the room. And it's certainly the best thing that we'd ever done. So, no, thank you. Thanks, guys.
Hi, I'm Chigusa Lafay. Before I start, I just want to thank you to Jesus Christ that, you know, he gave us brand new marriage relationship, and it wasn't just mended marriage, that, you know, we really have brand new marriage. And thank you, Lord. And also thank you. And also a big thank you for all of you, you know, who supported us, you know, during the marriage course for 7 weeks. It was a long time, and then everybody, you know, almost everybody had family. But, you know, how you guys supported us was so fantastic. And it was just, before I started, you know, it was, you know, I was a bit nervous, you know, didn't know what to expect. And then, but, you know, when I entered, you know, just atmosphere was just great. So welcome and the warm and the candles and flowers and the, you know, lighting was great. The music and food was fantastic. And with, you know, the dessert and then my favorite peppermint tea and with chocolate and stuff. But everything, the atmosphere, you know, and the setup and the people, how you guys supported was just so perfect. And then, like my husband said, we tried, you know, marriage course, you know, in other place, but it was like sitting in a private room in the, you know, fluorescent light, you know, white light and the private and with, woman was sitting with the notebook, checking, writing, and it was just so nervous. But, you know, this course was every time we go, our marriage got just better and better and better. And then by the time we, you know, finished whole course, you know, it's just marriage was completely renewed. And so, you know, I can't just thank enough, you know, for what, you know, Jesus did, you know, through this course. Yeah, so, yeah, and also the course, the one of the things, you know, I can really recommend to everybody, even who's non-Christian, that it wasn't all about, you know, Bible or Jesus or prayer. It was, you know, lots of practical tools that, you know, I feel like I was given. So, you know, there's a lots of, you know, bits that, you know, we've got in the marriage, like, you know, communications, you know, how to express our love to each other, all sorts of different things. But each category was covered with amazing tools. So when I face, still, you know, we face some, you know, let's say disagreement, but every time we, you know, face to those disagreement, we can just, you know, bring our tools, say, okay, now we know how to fix it. You know, without struggling or without knowing what to do.
Without the frying pan.
Yeah, so before it was like, you know, I feel like, you know, I was doing the puzzle, you know, just 1,000 pieces puzzle without seeing picture. So, you know, obviously it was impossible. But now I feel like, you know, I've got clear picture and I know, you know, which piece goes to which place. So, yeah, so it's, you know, but simply, you know, it was a great course and I recommend for everybody, including, you know, who's Christian, the non-Christian couples. So, but no, thank you so much for all of it. Yeah, thank you.
I think the last thing, Phil, is now we actually talk to each other now rather than using the WhatsApp to talk to each other.
Guys, thank you so much. What an amazing... That is why we do the marriage course, because God, nothing is impossible for God. It's not easy to bear something as intimate as your marriage in front of a whole group of people, but to be at the stage of saying it's over, it's finished, and as little as 7, 8, 9 weeks later say God has completely restored our marriage, I think that's amazing, isn't it? And, you know, we can't be naive about this. We know that the enemy is out there. Whether you've got a Christian marriage or not, the enemy is out there to destroy relationships and destroy marriages and destroy families, and we as a church have the answer. And the marriage course isn't just an amazing course for us as Christians, but we can use it as a bridging tool as well to reach our community. Say, you want something to help your relationship? Well, we offer something like that. So it's fantastic. So guys, thank you so much for being willing to share that. I really, really appreciate that. What an amazing testimony. I want to just quickly invite up Suki Simons to come up. Lastly, but by no means least, oh, there you are over there, tucked away in the dark over there. Now, Suki's doing an amazing job with other ladies in her groups as well, with Shivas and others. I probably should include more names, but they escape me at this moment. But Suki will explain. But the whole heart of growing deeper together, connecting, multiplying, raising up and releasing and equipping people is really at the heart of what you want to do with Extra Bites and everything else. So I'm going to hand over to you. Just tell us what God's been doing in your small groups.
Well, we have a WhatsApp group. And we also had that same text that Julian had, so loved that, and it really spoke to us as a small group as well about It's funny, when you asked me to talk about how we're growing, there's so many different aspects to it. I don't have long enough to say. And also, I'd love to speak about just every single woman I know who's in small group, because all of them have just took so many steps of faith and put themselves out there and become vulnerable, and they've all grown, even though it's been in different ways for different people. And I'm just so proud of them, because it's not easy. And one aspect of growth that didn't even cross my mind is that a few people found it really difficult and fearful just to be able to put their name down and connect. And it just wasn't anything in my radar, because that wasn't a hard thing to do. And it's just like, that is growth there, when a woman who's possibly been hurt or had bad experiences over years and years ago has the confidence and the braveness to step out and be vulnerable and sign their name up. Is just, I mean, that alone is a testimony that's starting to stir in people that maybe like held back. So if that's you today, sign up, because I tell you, I can tell from my ladies, you will be met by love from these women. You've got nothing to fear. Another aspect of us growing personally is I stole the questionnaire from, what's it called? Discover. Yeah. And we all at the beginning of this like small group term learn what our main sort of giftings were. And then with that information, I started meeting with women, and we started to basically encourage them to bring their teaching into the group, or making good cups of tea, just whatever they're wanting to be released in. And for a few people teaching, there's quite a lot of teachers in our group, and we started letting people do that. And it was amazing, because I think the enemy lies to women quite a lot about who they are and their giftings, and that everyone else is possibly better, or what they've got isn't good enough. And I've just been overwhelmed at what we've shared in small group and what I've heard from different women, because when you've got a gift and you give it, it's for the body. And we've just been so edified by letting women step out into who they've been made and called to be. And they'll know I go on and on about love all the time, because I've said this to them, when someone comes to teach, I say, it doesn't matter how well you teach or what you say, as long as your heart is in love, then you can just go for it. Because the whole thing is, these women that are stepping out, that are signing up, that are walking in their giftings, I meet with them regularly to make sure in that process they feel loved and supported. Because it's never, ever about what you can do, it's about who you are. And, you know, as a small group, that's our foundation. It's in love. It's receiving God's love and then loving each other in that place, because nothing else is important. That's where I'm at. You know, those things just come after your love for God and one another. And we share loads on the WhatsApp. It's almost overwhelming how much love and support you get. It's like everyone, like I've said before, they outdo each other in supporting one another. And I just have to sit back and watch it go on. It's not something I'm leading or doing. These women are just hungry for Jesus and hungry for love, and it's just a wonderful thing to see. But within that, growing as a group, we've actually got too many in our group, one of our groups now, so we're multiplying. And because of like where we know each other's giftings, this next group we've got starting, it's got its evangelist, it's got its teacher, it's got its encourager, it's got the leader, but we call them servants because we are leading to serve others. And it's just like another little reproduction of the first group. And it's so wonderful, because then you've got another group that are ready to release others and to see potential. And they're running the same foundations that we started off originally. And it's just lovely, because you can't have four teachers in a group and all get enough time to let your gift come out. So where we're multiplying, there's women in both groups that can have space and support and love to be who they're supposed to be. So I'm really excited by that.
That's great. Are you encouraged? It's amazing. Thank you so much, Suki. Let's give her a huge round of applause. So I trust that God is at work amongst us, and I think that's just fantastic. But some of you might not be in a small group yet. Some of you might even be thinking, well, what is a small group? What's it for? What's its purpose? All the rest of it. So I personally undertook to scour the land, north and south and east and west and far, to find an expert. And I found this expert in his dining room, and he made a short video to explain to us what small groups are all about. So check out this video.
At the heart of any church are relationships. And this is where small groups come in, because small groups connect people across the life of the church in a smaller context where we can share life together, have a heart and a passion for something, and see God work very practically and in very real ways in our lives. Sunday is an event, but small groups is where the life of the church really takes place. Small groups are really the relationship center of the life of the church. And there's three parts to small groups. The first one is to connect, that we connect with people and we get to know people. It's a place where people can come into the life of the church and begin to get to know people. The second part is to relate, to build long-lasting friendships and relationships, the relationship center of who we are. And the third part is to grow in our relationship with God, to grow in our relationships with each other, but also to grow in our witness to people that don't know Jesus. And maybe for some, it will mean to grow and to step into leadership and begin to lead a small group. So right at the heart of small groups is relationship, but it is relationship with purpose. And so everything God does in our lives is to build relationship with Him, but it always has a purpose to see Him work in our lives and through our lives so that we become fruitful and really make a difference. Small groups look like people with the same heart and passion gathering together to see something happen in and through their lives. Some small groups are like sports and hobbies interests, like rock climbing or badminton, swimming. Other small groups look like people gathering together who have a heart to pray into specific things. Other small groups are those that have a heart and a passion to really reach the community, like little builders, kind of mum and toddlers gathering together to reach and impact people's lives. Other small group looks like people gathering together to study the word, to be discipled, and to grow spiritually in that way. There are many different types of small groups, but the commonality with those in the same small group is they have the same heart and passion for something. And in every small group, we want to grow in our relationship with God, grow in our relationships with each other, but also grow in our witness to the world. And so we want to encourage you, whatever your heart and passion is, to get connected into a small group with people that are like-minded and like-hearted so that you can be really fruitful and effective in your life together in the body with other people. Being part of a small group is a place where we belong, make a difference, because every life matters in who we are as a church. There are things that God wants to do through who we are, connected with the heart and passions that He's placed in each one of us, that He wants to express to one another, but beyond our lives, out into the community, out into people's lives. So I want to encourage you, whatever your heart and passion is, find a small group that has the same heartbeat as you, get connected into that small group, and see what God's going to do in and through your life.
Fantastic. Hopefully that answers a lot of questions for people. It so happens that our local residential expert is right here with us. So let's welcome Pastor Clive, who's also going to tell us a little about this new men's initiative coming up in a couple of months.
Thanks, mate. It's so good, isn't it, just to hear stories. It's amazing. Thanks, guys, for sharing what God's been doing in your lives over the last couple of months. Amazing. Brilliant. One of the things that is going to be happening in this next season of small groups is going to be geared towards men. And it's called Stronghold, and it's like a 6-week, 40-day kind of boot camp. And it's geared around the life of David, King David. And it's based around six different characteristics of his life. And what it involves is men being in groups of four as part of a bigger group of however many guys sign up to be involved in this. And during that 6-week, that 40-day period, it's going to mean fasting for 40 days. No, it's not going to mean fasting for 40 days. Because suddenly all the guys are, I'm not interested. But there are different moments during that 6 weeks where all the guys that are signed up are going to gather together. There will be food involved. But there'll be different types of events. Some will be to hear what God is doing and to be encouraged as somebody brings a word. Other ones are going to be very practical in terms of doing stuff together in different places and doing some team building and connecting with one another. But the heart of it is really iron sharpens iron. It's guys relating together, going through the word together in groups of four. You do something on your own every day in the word, and one or two questions that really get you connected with God in a fresh way as you respond to him and what you're reading in the word. But then once a week, you get together as a group of four, and you might eat together, but you're sharing what God's doing, what he's saying, and how that's being expressed in your life together. And then every couple of weeks, all the guys will get together for different things. So we want to kind of just encourage as many guys as possible really to be part of Stronghold. It's going to go right across the congregation. So all the gathering points are going to be with guys from across all three congregations. The groups of four will be within a congregation so that you can really build stronger relationships with one another. But you can sign up for that today. It's going to run from the beginning of June into the middle of July for that kind of 6 week period. So if you go and find the Stronghold sign up today, you can find out more information from the guys who are going to be there and find out more of what it's involved. But we want to encourage you. It's iron sharpens iron, discipling one another as the Holy Spirit is working in our lives. And but also, as part of that, to really generate a greater heart for blokes, for men that are not saved yet. Part of our vision, isn't it, is reaching the 25-mile radius, and there's thousands of households where they're not born again yet. And statistically, when you see the guy saved first, 93% of the time, the rest of the family gets saved. So God wants to do something in our lives as well during that period about reaching unsaved guys, friends that we've got, work colleagues, and the various opportunities we're going to have during that for that as well. So that's Stronghold. Cheers, mate.
That's fantastic. Pascal, will you just stay on the stage? I'd just like to quickly invite all the mentors who are involved in small groups. So that's Annie, that's Dave Fraser, Connie and Alistair, and then Suki and Katie Coles as well. We just want to pray for you. And those of you at the house have been with us for a while, please come up to the stage. Pastor Clive brought an absolutely fantastic word a few weeks ago, really about honouring leadership and honouring people. Jane, please come up. And what we want to do is we just want to pray for these guys. These guys, first and foremost, work with me, alongside me, to really invest in the small group leaders. Quick heads up for you small group leaders, we're going to pray for you next. So just want to thank you guys. I want to thank you for all that you do to serve in the life of the church here in the congregation in Horsham, how you invest yourselves in the leaders, how you set your lives apart, you pray, you own them, and it's all about relationship. It's skin on skin doing life together so that the kingdom of God can really be expressed in and through our lives. So do you guys want to just come together? Actually, Jane, would you like to pray for these guys?
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Shukura bashin. Let's pray in the spirit. Shall we just reach out your hands to these guys? Shura bahai, yediara bashin, yediara mande dede. Kura mandi, yediara bashin, yediara bahade dede dede. Kura mahai, yediara bashin, yediara mande dede dede. Kura mande, yediara bashin, yediara mande dede. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we don't do anything but by the power of your spirit, Lord. Father, we thank you for your anointing. Your anointing, Lord. Your heart, your passion for people, Lord. We thank you for the wisdom that you download to us, Lord, to do what you call us to do. Father, I thank you for a heart, your heart that's in each one of these guys. Your heart for your people. Lord, we just thank you for the wisdom from you, Lord. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your wisdom and revelation, Lord. We thank you that it's everything from your heart that's needed, Lord, to lead, to mentor, to instruct, to train, to discipline, whatever it is, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that it's from your heart. It's from your Holy Spirit, that it's not us. We thank you that it's a great call, or we thank you for the multiplication that's coming. Yeah, we speak multiplication. Multiplication, Lord, of mentors, of men and women rising up, Lord, in your spirit and in power, Lord, with ideas, with Lord, your passion of your heart. Father, we speak a passion from your heart, Lord, for one another and for the lost. Yeah. We thank you for multiplication. Yeah. In the mentoring process. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, if you guys want to stay up here as well, and then if you're a small group leader, or you're going to be leading a small group in the next season, do you all want to just come up as well? And we're all going to pray for you guys. There's about, I don't know, 20-something, 20 small groups, plus however many stronghold groups they're going to be as well. If you want to stand at the front, stand at the front. Stand at the front. Everybody, no, sorry, up here. You can come up here. But stand at the front of the stage and look that way. Is that right? Thanks. Brilliant. If you guys want to come up, I'm sure there's others that are here. Do you want to move into the middle? No, I'll move to the edge. Great. We really appreciate you guys stepping up, stepping into leadership. Some of you have been doing this for a while. Others, maybe this is the first time you've led a small group. I know there's a number of others that are not here today. But we want to pray for you guys as you lead people. And, you know, the thing about leadership is nobody who's in leadership is just doing it kind of hosting people or doing it on my behalf or somebody else's behalf. You know, when God raises people up, he raises them up to in leadership to release them and what God wants to do through their lives. And so we want to pray that as these guys lead their small groups, people's lives are going to be transformed. People's lives are going to be changed. Whatever type of small group they're leading, that every small group is going to bear much fruit. Amen. In people's lives, whatever that fruit looks like in these respective groups. So let's just raise our hands, shall we, towards these guys who are in leadership in the life of the church and are going to see God do some great things over this next season of time. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. Father, I thank you, first of all, for the anointing of your Holy Spirit that is upon every one of these men and women. Father, I thank you for the giftings that is in each one of them. Father, I thank you. You want to release the anointing in a fresh way, not in a way that you've just done before, but you want to release the anointing on their life in a fresh way. Father, I thank you that giftings in their life are going to be activated in a stronger way. That as they invest and disciple and encourage and teach and train and admonish others, that they're going to be leading. Father, I thank you they're going to be amazed at the fruit and what you do in the people's lives that they are leading. Father, I pray that this season will be a joy for them, not a chore, not hard work in terms of being heavy, but it will be a joy. It will be something that they find great delight in over these next this next season of time. And Father, we thank you for just life in the body, life in relationships, life in who we are as we meet, as we gather in different contexts to build relationships, to connect with each other and to make a difference in one another's lives, but in also those that don't yet know you, Father. That this will be a season of fruitfulness in souls being saved, people coming to know you, miracles happening like we heard from Bola and Jagusa, people's marriages, people's relationships being transformed, restored, strengthened, built up, lives being healed. Father, I thank you for healings and miracles taking place in the small groups over these next few months. Circumstances transformed, lives being physical healings, mental healings, emotional healings, things being turned around in very real circumstances in our lives as we meet together, serve one another, agree together, share life together, that in the midst of that, your kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. So, Father, we thank you for fresh anointing on all these men and women. And this season will be the most fruitful season they've ever known in their small groups. So we thank you, Father. We speak your goodness, your blessing, and your abundance over every one of their lives and in the small groups they're going to be leading. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless Amen. You guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Bless you.
Fantastic. Thanks, Clive. That's great. So obviously this Sunday is the first of our two sign-up Sundays, this Sunday and then next Sunday. please let me encourage you and remind you, please sign up for your group. Even if you are staying in the same group that was last season, please do sign up. That helps us in the office to make sure that we have up-to-date, accurate records so that we know what group you're in. Also, I'd like to encourage you, please don't sign up for any more than two groups. At the end of the day, that's where you can really get committed, you can get connected with people, you can relate and you can grow, which is really at the heart of what we heard about small groups today. So please just try to stick to signing up to two, but please do sign up to your group. Even if you're staying in the same group, please sign up to that group today and for next week. Bless you guys. Thank you. I trust that you're encouraged with what God is doing, that he's on a move amongst us and for what yet is to come. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Have a great Sunday. If anybody wants prayer into relation to what God has been saying or God has been doing, if you'd like to come, there'll be a team here, the Connect team on my left, your right. We'll pray for you after the service. Bless you.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.